Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian State TV is reporting that Syrian insurgents have kept up their shelling of government-controlled areas of Aleppo, killing numerous people, including children. VOA asked Ohio State University scholar Alam Payan if he is surprised the rebel insurgents have had the strength to carry out the counteroffensive in Aleppo.
They were preparing for this. I had information that they were preparing, but no one was really sure that when will they start this. So apparently they have somehow decided to go ahead and strike. So it was really a major offensive by the opposition, and some jihadi groups joined them too.
Tight siege has been in place since July in rebel-held eastern Aleppo, trapping 275,000 civilians. Dividing lines between government-held and rebel-controlled Aleppo are often streets lined with deserted buildings or extended plastic sheets to mark rival turfs. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi is promising to rebuild parts of central Italy after the latest earthquake, Italy's most powerful in 36 years. Almost 8,000 people have sought assistance from Italy's Civil Protection Agency. On Sunday, no one was killed, but there were numerous minor injuries. Some violence was reported at polling stations as voters in Ivory Coast decided whether to approve constitutional changes aimed at ending years of unrest. Proponents say they are bringing stability to the politically and ethnically divided nation. Opposition called for a boycott. This is VOA News. U.S. law enforcement officials say FBI investigators knew weeks ago that emails found in a separate probe would be related to the email case of Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, but did not reveal their discovery until Friday, just 11 days before the presidential election. Clinton campaign and Democrats were pleased when the FBI in July said that Clinton did not violate the law when she was Secretary of State by using a private computer system for emails. Clinton vowed to campaign on, and on Sunday told supporters she will have to work toward more inclusivity in the country rather than less inclusiveness, as she said her opponent, Republican candidate Donald Trump, would prefer.
We're going to do everything we can in the remaining days of this election, but also afterwards, to make it very clear there's a place in America for every one of us.
Trump has spoken out often since the latest news broke about the emails calling Clinton corrupt. He spoke at a campaign rally on Sunday.
Her criminal action was willful, deliberate, intentional, and purposeful. Hillary set up an illegal server for the obvious purpose of shielding her criminal conduct from public disclosure and exposure.
Presidential election will be held November 8th. The voter survey aggregator Real Clear Politics puts Clinton ahead of Trump by just over 4 percentage points. Vietnam has reported its first case of microcephaly linked to the mosquito-borne Zika virus. 4-month-old girl with an abnormally small head was born in central Vietnam to a mother confirmed to have the Zika virus. European Union and Canada have signed a long-delayed free trade agreement in Brussels aimed to boost growth and jobs. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau signing the comprehensive and economic trade agreement along with heads of EU institutions. He then spoke to reporters.
Greater market access, more economic growth, and stronger job creation. That's good news for Canada's middle class and for the communities they call home.
New trade agreement will remove 99% of custom duties between Canada and the 28-member European bloc. Pope Francis going to Sweden today to commemorate the Protestant Reformation when Sweden became a grim place for Catholics, many being punished by deportation or death. He'll be attending ecumenical services this week with Lutheran leaders there in Sweden.
That's the latest world news from VOA.